With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
After that day, everything was different. The first disciples witnessed a dead man walking. Their lives would be forever changed. On numerous occasions, Jesus showed up in resurrected form before he ascended into heaven. In this season, we will examine six after Easter encounters with Jesus. What did he say? What did he do? In what practical ways does resurrection change my life today? Nothing will ever be the same.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you once came to humanity in a rustic barn and a messy manger. Do not be distant from the rough places in our lives. We often find ourselves far from you. In mercy, come near to us, our Lord, Emmanuel. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Confession. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and those sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord, forgive them all. Amen. The word for today, and really for this week, we're looking at the end of Luke chapter 24. Today, Luke 24, verse 39. Jesus said, "Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." The Meditation. Today's meditation is by Colleen Barnes. You can find out more about Colleen at our website, thedailypattern.org. Again, today's meditation by Colleen Barnes. The world is a confusing place, and oftentimes so are the stories within it. The Bible on its own appears no different. Upon initial observation, it's just a book, no different than any other on the shelf. Sometimes reading scripture doesn't seem to work for me. The words don't sink in like I want them to. And during these times when I'm reading the Bible, I have to make myself pause and think about the true point, the center. I have to make myself focus, consider the center, the one thing that sets it apart from all other books on the shelf, and that one thing is Jesus himself. Here in this instance, at the end of Luke 24, Jesus was not a ghost. He wasn't an apparition appearing to his disciples, but he was flesh and bone like we are. The point is reiterated throughout the scriptures. He was physically there with them, just as he had promised. Once we remember that Jesus is the key to the scriptures, things start to make sense. Last week we talked about doubt, and doubt can even sink into our reading of scripture when we read the Bible. And the key to overcoming that doubt is Jesus himself. That he was born into our world, that he lived his life as a human, our life, and that he rose from the dead as flesh and bone and ascended into heaven. Jesus himself is the key, the center of God's word. And by this key, we are able to unlock the entirety of scripture. The Holy Spirit shows us where it applies to our lives. So when I have trouble absorbing and understanding the scripture, it's helpful to recall the words that we all speak on Easter morning. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We pray. Lord, help me remember that you live just like me. Help me to absorb your word and keep you at the center of my faith. You are the key, Lord Jesus. Dwell in my heart and teach me your ways every day. Amen. The benediction. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.